Can I invite you up to do that one time?
Yeah.
To play a little
more?
Yeah.
Yeah?
So you people have come and taken time out to be here, so I'm going to go ahead and play a little bit. But you know, my life is a little bit crazy. I'm going to be on a plane tomorrow morning, flying to New York City. And I'm looking forward to that because I've had 3 marches in New York. Hemp March.
The Fox Parade.
The Love Parade. And I forgot the name of the other one. But this feels weird.
Let's make it. It's too loud.
That's a new song I'm working on, and I'm going to try it. Doesn't even have words or a name.
It doesn't even have words.
Huh?
It doesn't even have words yet.
I created a prayer the other day that didn't have words. I liked it. So I'm not sure where to begin. What do you have for us, Mr. Henry, that's profound, divine, and sweet, the beginning of the whole thing of your Bible? So, I get 2 to 3 minutes.
You know me.
Thank you.
Give it up for Henry McFedway. We'll start off with a little story. Mr. Fantuzzi's been since the first rainbow gathering, and almost in every single national rainbow gathering that's happened. And the first one was right in, or should I say, just outside of Boulder, right here where we are. 1, 2, 3, 4. Any of you four ever heard this before? No. Right? Isn't that interesting? Because now rainbow is so big that it's in every country almost around the world. And we were 40,000 people at this first rainbow gathering. No internet. Internet is such a pain in the internet. No Facebook. Somehow we still were able to collect 40,000 people. That's pretty amazing, I think. It was really a mind-altering experience to be there, and I want to dedicate a little song to you all. I hope it's not too slow, it puts you to sleep, because it puts me to sleep. But I wrote it from the deepest and the deepest and the sweetest place. Because I had the most beautiful rainbow gathering, beautiful experience. Very much like right now, I'm seeing God because God is all that there is. But somehow it's being able to, experience it in a way that it was so mind-altering and life-altering that I felt like I was on the biggest acid trip that I've ever taken. Mother, you're done. Jesus. Something to read because we just are doing a singing book signing tour. We share stories from the book. And the book is Adventures of Yours Truly, the Global Truder. Full of excitement. I mean, even Simon, Paul Simon, I was invited to a dinner. That's magic that happens in New York City, which is why I'm a little bit excited about going there tomorrow. So my friend calls me up and says, "Ben Tuesday, come on and have a dinner with us." Paul Mitchell, Hair Products, you know. Mm-hmm. He happens to be an old friend. He gives us his room for the party. It's in the most expensive part of New York City, overlooking Central Park. And not to mention this guy and that guy and that guy walks in, all of them amazing, incredible people I could write a whole book about. But then after them walks in Paul Simon. And I'm like, "Oh shit, Danny, you didn't tell me Paul was coming." And I had just gotten back from Morocco, so, and he was putting on some kind of a Puerto Rican Broadway show called Paul Simon's Cape Man. It's all about this kid who was crazy enough to stab a couple of his rival and enemy people in the park. And he was interviewed on television live. And he just said to the public, "I don't care that I killed two people. I'm going on." You know? He was just like out of it. A kid that was just kind of foaming at the mouth in the way he was Mr. Paul Simon after we finished jamming, because we jammed all night, and started playing my guitar, playing lead, acting like he was a Puerto Rican percussionist on my rock and drum, playing Puerto Rican rhythm. I'm like, this is so cool. And at the end of the night, I said, well, Paul, you think I could go see your play? You think you could comp me a ticket, you know, on Broadway? And he says, oh, yes, for sure. Yeah, here's this number. Just call the number and tell him that I could come in to call him. And as soon as I call up, I tell the lady, I says, hi, my name is Stan Tuzzi. She goes, Stan Tuzzi? As in 101st Street, which is where I grew up. She turned out to be the wife of like my best friend's brother. So it was a great, to end the story, I have a brother who grew up in Spanish Harlem in the ghetto, and nobody in the ghetto gets to go see Broadway plays. That's like, that's a whole other universe, you know? I got to see lots of them because the man that I'm going back to celebrate was my surrogate father, who passed away at 95 years old in January. And he didn't want a memorial, so we're just having a little dinner to honor him, you know? And I forgot where I was ending the story. But yes, New York City, here I come, right where I started from.
Tearfus. There have been many tearfus for me, crossing over places where my pilgrimage of life, my journey of spiritual discovery, has brought me to a hallowed place on the earth, where the ordinary world kisses the extraordinary, and my spirit hangs suspended between the two. This poem is called Love is on the Loose. If you're afraid, then it may skip you for the moment. If you're open or bold, it may bless you with its presence. Many great things in life come in disguises, blessings as curses. So here it comes, and don't get nervous. It may be sneaking behind us at this moment. Don't look, just trust. It may merge with the electric magnetic center of the earth and may enter you through the soles of your feet or ride on wounded or on a ray of the sun. There's no escaping it, so surrender to the splendor of something so fine and divine that it will slip through the cracks in the multiverse and into your DNA. Will we ever finish with love? Will love ever finish?
Thank you, Kat. It's quite sweet. I wrote that.
Apparently.
I don't even know what it means. Okay, good. Everybody's got visions. That's it. Let's do it. So I meet this guy, he's the sugar daddy of my sweetheart, and we start playing ping pong, and every game is up to point. It goes on for another whatever, 5, 10 points. And we start really digging each other, and you know. Then he heard my music and he said, I'll produce you in this from New York. And you can live in my house and eat all you want. I said, put a car in that, and I'm so he did. And we became best friends, but I lived in the guy's house for 5 years. I'm glad you get off of that. Alright, so I don't know. Once I get going, it's hard to stop me. But we've got the crazy lovers of Krishna. We've got Shiva. We've got 6-8. Amor, 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 che. We got Loco. Ravi Sham. I don't even remember that one. Thank you.
part of your concept, because we didn't do that. I never heard you think much about it. If you learn your song tonight, I really would love you to learn your song. I don't understand why everybody has a song, but I have all these lovely songs, and you're welcome to learn them, but just don't expect me to sing them like you learned them. Because that's probably not going to happen. Why don't we have a drum? Why don't we bring a drum? These people love to dance. If you feel like dancing, don't be shy.
Thank you. Another great
Thank you. from you.
Short one since it's such a big hit. No, no. This one, no. It doesn't have to be by yourself. You, I will direct you. When I bow down, you will know it's the end of the song. And the song is a very, very interesting song because it doesn't have a key, though it's a D. And that's D for British. And I was fortunate enough to get a bite from the rabbit snake, which is why the book is called Love and Bite. And the bite transformed my life. Like I was putting her in the book, and she read was our greatest curse could be our greatest blessing. It's just the way we look at it. I was really chasing a record deal living in Los Angeles with a fantasy Mercedes car, a lovely lady. But it was like chasing my own tail, the snake told me. It's like, you what, you think God can't find you? You need to for a record deal. You go ahead and do what you're supposed to do, and we'll get a hold of you. Don't call us. We'll call you. We'll find you. And so, not only did I get gifted with the blessing of getting out of La La Land, but also I got blessed with a song. And that's the story. I'm not, it's an amazing story. I actually had a near-death experience, but I'm not going to go into that tonight.
You have to read the book.
Yes, you have to read the book. Okay, so. But now, just that, let that shake it. Who wants to help me with the shaker?
And we're going to help.
We got one.
There you go.
Your turn.
Yeah, just put it right on me.
Yeah, so that was good.
Okay, here we are. Okay, here we are. Okay, here we are.
Thank you.
again.
Thank you.
isn't it?
It's so much more fun.
Oh, that was so beautiful.
You like that?
Oh.
Okay, one more for the... Well, no, not yet.
I'm
going
to enjoy the conference. Big smiling people. One more for the big smiling people.
I never ended a song, a set like this, but that's why I'm doing it. Muhammad Gandhi said,
thank you. Yeah, I'm going to